Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Boree Vikings. The Brewerton Club has been serving Montgomery and Davies County now for nearly 60 years, providing community service and donations to local nonprofits. Save the dates for this year's Turkey Trot Festival at the Montgomery Brewerton Grounds, September 5th through the 8th. This year, we're proud to welcome Ned Ledoux on Friday night, and the big show Saturday night features Tracy Lawrence. For more information about the club, visit MontgomeryBrewertonClub.com. We're with Aaron at the Washington Chrysler Center showroom to talk about the Memorial Day sales event. Aaron, what you got going?
Right now, we are overstocked on trucks. We have a huge selection of trucks in stock. We have probably about 50 in stock. We normally only carry about 25. So right now, during the Memorial Day sales event, now through the end of the month, we're running $1,000 under cost on all trucks in stock. Plus, you keep the rebates. And also on Chrysler Pacificas, we have 0% for 60 months, plus $3,250 in rebates. So come see us.
Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
Good morning, everybody. It is Sectional Championship Monday here around the state of Indiana, and baseball sectionals taking place all over Indiana. This morning, we are here at North Davies High School, where first round, second round matchups this morning. Boree taking on Vincennes Rivet in game number one. Game number two that will follow, it's the Ligoti Lions against the North Davies Cougars. Good morning, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, going to be bringing you the action all day long. And I'm joined by my friend, my pal, my amigo, my compadre, the coach of the Boree Boys Basketball Vikings, Coach Josh Thompson. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, Mike. How's it going? Beautiful day here for baseball. Looks like some of the weather's going to stay south of us, and you're all kicked back and reclined. Kind of reminds me of guys broadcasting spring training a little bit. Your look today with the sunglasses on, reclined there in the chair,
hey,
soaking it all in.
You know, if you can't have a good, relaxing day outside at a baseball game, I don't know where you can. And that's one thing that we have talked about, Coach, is your love and affinity for the game of baseball.
I love baseball. You know, it's my favorite sport to watch, and it doesn't get any more American than here on Memorial Day watching some high school baseball. So it's going to be a great day for the Vikings, I feel.
Well, all the lineups being introduced right now. Boree, they are going to be the visitors today. Vincennes Rivet, they are going to be the home team. And we'll talk about these lineups as we go through the game today. But as far as the regulars, you're going to see the regulars that you've seen, read, and heard about all season long for the Boree Vikings today. We will say it will be Austin Ainsco on the hill here this morning, trying to push the Vikings into the sectional championship game, where hopefully tonight Boree will have a chance to capture their third sectional title in 4 years. But certainly a tall task here this morning. Vincennes Rivet's best baseball player, McCain Claycomb, on the hill today. It will certainly be a tall order. And since the advent of class sports, not necessarily one team has dominated this Class A Sectional 63. But I think if you wanted to perhaps put a claim in on it, Vincennes Rivet certainly has had some postseason success, and we'll talk about that here today. Well, we are getting ready for National Anthem and everything else. We'll be back to North Davies right after this.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666. The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field, with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Sports and Trooper Brown, Attorneys at Law, is proud to serve Davies, Martin, and surrounding counties. Hello, this is Grant Schwartzentruber. Myself and my partner, Abby Brown, specialize in real estate transactions, municipal government, business law, estate planning and estate administration, and personal injury. Come see us at our locations at 412 East Flora in Washington and on the corner of Main and Spring Street in Oden. Give us a call for professional legal advice at 812-254-7268.
Back at North Davies High School, Wayne Davis Field, opening round, at least for the Vikings here in this sectional 63. As Bar Eve and Vincennes Reveille getting ready, this is a game that Bar Eve won earlier in the season, 5-4 over in Vincennes. But Josh Thompson, that's been a couple of months ago, and a lot can change in a couple of months in high school sports.
Absolutely, but you know, I will give us advantage coming from that night, Mike, because Clay Combe did pitch for the Patriots that night, so we got a good look at him. I think he went 6 of those 7 innings for the Patriots that night.
So McCain Clay Combe, certainly good athlete, good baseball, good basketball player, and a lot of these Reveille names we're going to talk about today, like a lot of the Bar Eve names, multiple sport athletes, and you hear about them a lot.
Yeah, you know, and like you said, they've got some good athletes, some kids that are multi-sport athletes, but Clay Combe definitely is a nice pitcher, all-around good athlete, but probably their best athlete is the Musin kid that's out there in center field. So they've got good athletes, not a lot of depth. I think they only get 12 kids on the roster, but they get the most out of their kids there at Reveille.
So Vikings, as we mentioned, they are going to be the visitors today. Gage Wilson going to lead it off. He's followed by Gabe Gladish. Then Isaac Wagler hitting in the 3 spot today. So Wilson, Gladish, and Wagler going to hit here in this first inning. An early run, Coach Thompson, would probably be just what the doctor ordered here.
Well, like you said, it was you know, 5-4, but runs were at a premium that night. I was over there and watched our kids play that night. You know, we kind of got away from them a little bit and then allowed them two late runs.
First pitch is in, and it is low, ball one, and we are underway.
Like you said, that's the thing about being the visitors here. You get a chance to maybe put a run on the board here right away and kind of set the tone for the day.
And next one going to be called a strike, but the catcher dropped it. I've got a sports rule here, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
If a catcher drops a strike, it should be a ball. How about that?
Well, you sound like Nathan Lester there.
That's okay. 1-1, going to be bounced in, 2-1. So that's a Mike DeCourcy sports rule.
There you go. Well,
if I can't contribute anything else to society, I want that to be it.
Unwritten sports rules?
Well, I want it to be written. 2-1 count, Wilson. That one going to be low, 3-1. You can
really
tell McCain Clay Combe really trying to keep the ball down.
Yeah, he is. He's trying to keep it down today, and Gage doing a nice job up there being patient.
So 3-1 offering on its way. Wilson going to take strike 2, fastball. I think Gage
must have got the outside corner.
was hoping that that pitch would be called outside. It wasn't. So they worked a full count. Next offering from Claycomb. Going to be popped. And it's a high sky. It's in center field. And it's trouble. And it's going to fall. And Wilson going to dive into second base. And that's going to be a leadoff double. And Coach, I don't know about you, but I had trouble finding that ball too.
Yeah.
And that was a play that probably the second baseman or the shortstop could have went back into very shallow center field and made instead. Center fielder had to come a long way, and diving attempt was unsuccessful. So Vikings with a runner in scoring position here early.
And that's a big break for us, Mike. We'll take that all the time.
Yeah, and good hustle there. That was very heads-up base running from Gage. He never stopped busting it.
No, and like you talk about, probably 9 times out of 10, that play's made by an infielder in the shallow outfield. He didn't give up on the play and was running hard all the way through.
First pitch to Gladish is the ball, low. Next one going to be in for a strike, 1-1. And just some early observations here. It looks like the boys in blue, at least so far, not going to call that low strike that sometimes pitchers bank on today.
That's good for us, and I like our approach at the plate. Gage was very patient. Gabe took a couple pitches there to start his at bat. That's always good to see.
Fouled that one off. 1-2. The count on.
Just got to. Got to slow the game down a little bit, Mike, and really good to see our seniors getting out there in the first couple at-bats and seeing some pitches.
1-2 offering, going to miss outside, 2-2. Sister-in-law is here. Carrie Boyd looking very patriotic today, Coach Thompson.
Yeah, I thought maybe that was a Cubs shirt she had on.
I've been ostracized in my family for that, so it's okay. 2-2 count coming to Gladish. Gabe going to pop one. Center fielder going to have to come a long way again and makes the play. So center fielder busy early on. I can't necessarily see the flag. I'm going to have to pick up some grass and throw it, but figure out which way the wind is blowing here today, Coach. It feels like it's coming from our back.
Yeah, I think it's going to change directions throughout the day for us, Mike, because of the cloudy weather that we've got going on.
So runner stuck at second, Isaac Wagler. Next to hit, Isaac Viking catcher. Quentin Yoder on deck. So Isaac with a chance here. Isaac going to bounce one. And it's going to be foul down the third baseline.
We probably got lucky there, Mike, that ball went foul because Gage was going to third there and could have been potentially tagged out. So
one strike the count on Isaac Claycomb. Next offering going to be flown to center field.
Uh-oh.
And Gage Wilson stuck in no man's land, and he has doubled off. And I don't know if that was a hit and run or just bad base running, but that's going to extinguish the Vikings here in the top of the first. At the end of a half inning, Vikings nothing. Reveille coming up. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Bottom of inning number one coming up. Austin Ainscoe go on the hill for the Vikes. Joshua?
Well, you know, Austin's done very well for us on the mound throughout the year. He's been very efficient. Throws a lot of strikes. And that's what we need here today. And hopefully he learned a little bit there from the bottom or from the top of the inning that he's probably not going to get that low strike.
And talking to member of the coaching staff there with the inning-ending double play, I think the consensus was that was going to be a steal attempt by Gage Wilson, and by the time Isaac Wagler really lined that ball to center field, Gage was too far gone.
And like you said, he lined it to center field too, so that didn't give Gage a whole lot of chance to get back.
Clay Coleman going to be the leadoff hitter.
It's a little Ainscoe, bit high.
Ainscoe with his best Ricky Vaughn on the first pitch, 1-0.
That's going to have the hitter off balance here. I know that.
But so 1-0 on Clay Combe. Next offering. Going to also be high. Two balls. Ainscoe. Next one. Going to be popped. Center fielder going to settle under it. That's Caden Graber. He's going to squeeze it. One up, one down, but you almost feel like, Josh, getting Clay Combe as the victim of an easy out. I know there's not such a thing as two outs, but
that's a big out.
That's a very, very big out indeed.
Big out now, and we got Colton Musin. Like we said, he's one of their better athletes, and I was wrong. I thought he was going to be in center, but he was at shortstop. For the Patriots there in the top half of the inning.
First delivery to Musin, going to miss high. Ainscoe still settling in here. One ball pitch, going to be cut on and missed.
Tell you what, Musin had a good cut there on that one.
1-1. Bottom of the first here, no score, bar even Reve. Ainscoe, high again, 2-1.
Got a little precipitation coming down on us, Mike. I think we're going to have to deal with this most of the day.
Musin going to cut on another fastball, 2-2.
He was out in front of that one a little bit.
So 2-2 offering on its way, cut on and miss, strike three. Good job by Austin coming back and getting the hitter.
And that is a big strike out there. You know, we talked about getting off to a good start. Ainscoe gets Clay Combe on a fly out to center field, and then he gets Musin on a strikeout.
And that one going to be bounced to second baseman. Logan going to pick it up, flip it over to Ross Knepp. And that's going to do it. So quick inning here in the bottom of the first. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vincennes, Reve, and Barrive. No score. Back for the top of inning number two after this 90-second timeout.
Breaking up your day with chuckles. get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Montgomery Medical Associates offers hometown medical care for the entire family. Dr. Holzapfel and his staff are ready to care for your medical needs. Montgomery Medical Associates office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and the staff want the Barrie Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. Go Vikings!
Dobson Ford is having a Summer is Coming sales event. The selection of new has never been better, and the deals have never been hotter. Get $15,000 in discounts on a new 2018 Ford F-150 turbo diesel power stroke. Save over $11,000 on a 2018 Ford Expedition. Supplies are limited, so hurry to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Buyer pays $99.50 dock fees. See salesman for details.
Back at Barrie, or back, it is the top of inning number two. Barrie nothing, Reveille nothing. It'll be 4, 5, and 6 in the order for the Vikes. When you got P.J. Schwarzentruber behind you to keep you dry.
He's going to take care of us.
And the first pitch swinging, Quentin going to pop one high on the infield. Claycomb going to come in from the pitcher's position, make the play. And quickly one down, that'll bring Ainsco to the plate.
You talked about Austin on the mound there in the bottom of the first inning, got some big outs there at the top of the Patriot order. Let's see if he can help himself out here and get a base hit.
First delivery to Austin, in for a strike. Next one, change up in, called strike two.
I think they're getting those calls on the outside corner, Mike, the right-handed hitters. So something to keep an eye on the rest of the day.
And that one going to be bounced in, 1-2 now.
That's Shane Padgett behind the plate, the umpire. He got quite a bit of experience as an umpire and also used to be the varsity baseball coach at Eastern.
Another very amateurish opinion here, Coach Thompson. Next one going to miss outside, but I think if the Vikings can accumulate base runners, this is a catcher that they can run on.
Yes, and we were able to do that the first time we played them. We just didn't get a ton of base runners.
Next one going to be bounced in, 3-2, so Austin has worked it back to a full count.
Ross Knepp hustled over, got that ball that bounced back there in front of the press box.
Full count offering, going to be lined into right center, and it's going to get past the center fielder. Ainsco going to stand up at second base with a double. And the Vikings with another threat here in the top of inning number two.
Austin had a nice cut on that ball, Mike, and then the center fielder went over toward right. And didn't get his glove down far enough. And Austin was able to trickle one past him for a double. Now we got a courtesy runner coming in. Aaron Wagler going to come in and run for Austin there at second base. Mike, I think that's one of the...
Ross Knepp. This is a full service operation, Coach Thompson. Ross Knepp going to bounce one, going to get through the left side. And the ball's going to be bobbled. Here comes Aaron Wagler. He's going to make it 1-0. And on the air, Ross Knepp going to take second base, so the Vikings strike first.
So Ross with a single went through the gap between the shortstop and the third baseman out to the left fielder, and he booted it over towards center field, allowed Ross to get to second base, but more importantly, allowed Aaron to score from second. And there was no doubt Aaron was had the wheels driving there.
Coach Nathan Lester told me a long time ago, if you hit it hard, hit it on the ground, especially in high school baseball, good things are going to happen a lot of the time.
Absolutely.
Logan Knepp cuts on a high fastball, strike one. We got an all-service operation here.
All right.
Anita Rodemaker. We've got a canopy now, Josh Thompson. So her husband, the Hall of Fame coach, her daughter, who basically puts the volleyball program together for my wife, but Anita's still running out and getting us stuff. I mean, this is a full-service family.
Well, yeah, we talked about back at the last home game when we dedicated the field to Joe, how it's a full family operation.
It is.
She is taking care of us.
Logan going to foul one back, so two-strike count, runner down at second. That's Ross Knepp. That one going to be bounced in. Ross going to have to stay put, one and two. So Vikings have struck first here in the top of the second, 1-0. One and two count on Logan Knepp. And Logan going to float one through the right side. And Ross going to have to put on the brakes at third. So now a first and third situation here. And just a little good piece of contact hitting right there.
Absolutely.
By Logan. Just went the other way with it.
That was a really good piece of hitting. Like you said, the catcher had set up high. The ball was high and outside, and he just poked it the other way. So now we got runners first and third, and like you talked about. Catcher's giving some signals here, but I would not be surprised to see Logan heading for second here on the.
Logan's going to be standing on second base shortly.
Yes,
if I had to predict. Caden Graber. There goes Logan.
Hit and pitches, run on.
Pitches fouled back and out of play.
You know, Mike, I was really kind of surprised that Claycomb didn't at least throw over to first. One time to try to hold Logan over there. Because like you said, you know he's gone.
So Caden, one strike count. Keyshawn Whitmer on deck. And another one going to be fouled off. I don't know if that would have been called a strike, but that ball just above the hands of Caden right there.
Yeah, I think where the catcher was set up, it was probably going to hit the glove and had a really good chance to be called a strike.
So two-strike count on Caden.
And that throw over.
I mean, they had Logan Knepp froze over there. He got back in time, but. Now McCain Claycomb throwing over there.
Paying a little more attention to him. Like I said, I was surprised he didn't pay more attention to him earlier.
Two strike count on Caden. And that one going to be lined down the left field line. It's going to be a long foul ball up against the fence. And Reve probably caught a break right there as the left fielder couldn't quite get over there and make the play, but Ross Knepp could have done somersaults home and made it 2-0.
Yeah. Well, you could just kind of tell the longer that thing held up there in the air, it was fading foul. So you're right. Patriots probably caught a little bit of a break there. He did a great job of staying back on that ball. Didn't quite work
and
out for him.
Caden is going to fly that one to right field. It's going to be caught, but Ross Knepp going to tag up. He's going to score standing up. And the Vikings with a 2-0 lead. Good piece of hitting right there by Caden Graber.
Yep, very good piece of hitting.
Staying in the at-bat.
Well, looking, too, at the arms of some of these outfielders here early, we get in those situations, those sacrifices. Anything lifted in the air, the outfield's probably going to score a guy from third.
So let's see if Logan Knepp tries to steal again. Keyshawn Whitmer Going to take the first one for a ball. Because if Logan can get down to second, get another runner in scoring position, that'd be a good development for the Vikings.
That would be great. Two runs here is not bad, but we'll take another one if we can get one.
Key going to foul one back and out of play. Ball and a strike. One thing that has happened here in these first two innings, and I don't know the exact count, but McCain Claycomb has thrown a bunch of pitches.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for the Vikings because, you know, they've got a couple kids that can throw after McCain, but he is their guy.
And Logan Knepp going to steal second.
I think the ball may have hit him in the back or maybe off the helmet.
So that was called a ball with Keyshawn. 2-1. Okay. So Keyshawn now with an opportunity. Keyshawn going to take a ball high, 3-1.
Good take on the check swing.
So hitters count right here. Top of the order on deck for the Vikes.
Second baseman come in, hold Logan up.
That one going to hit the outside corner, 3-2.
They've been getting that call. Ainsco got that in the bottom of the first. Claycomb's got that pitch a couple times.
That one going to bounce in. Keyshawn going to draw the two-out walk, and that'll bring Gage Wilson to the plate. Top of the order.
Well, like you talked about, Mike, you know, with Claycomb throwing a lot of pitches here in the first couple innings, we've already turned the lineup over here in the top of the second inning.
That's the one thing you see is, you know, how well, how much a batting average against a pitcher goes up, you know, the second time through the order and the third time through the order, and that's where the Vikings are at right here already in the bottom of the second.
Absolutely. And the other thing, Mike, that we had in those first at-bats is we had good patience. So the guys saw several pitches from him in their first ABs.
And Wilson going to foul one back. He had a pitch to hit right there.
Yeah, Gage definitely felt like he had a pitch to hit, had a good cut on it, just a little bit underneath of it. Grazes it back to the press box.
One strike count. Runners at first and second. That one going to bounce in, 1-1. As he said, top of the Vikings order. Here with two outs, Gladish on deck. Next offering to Wilson. Going to be hit hard. It's going to get through the left side, and they are going to send Logan, and he is going to score. 3-0, Barre.
Good piece of hitting there, Mike. That was a great at-bat. Gage saw three pitches. One, he got a really good cut on there on that first pitch. Took one and then sent the third pitch into left field and scores a run.
So Gladish to the dish. Vikings two hitter.
Gage now 2-for-2. He had a double in that first inning and now a single that drives in a run.
And Wilson, or Gladish, gonna just have to throw the bat out and foul that one out of play. So quickly a strike.
Well, and that kind of goes back to what we talked about, Mike, with the pitchers getting that outside corner. Hitters have to be ready.
Next offering coming. Change up, going to miss. Ball and a strike. So a three spot here in the top of the second for the Vikes.
Like you talked about, Mike, that another good thing is how much Claycomb has had to labor.
And Gladish going to pop one into right. Can of corn, and that is going to do it. But the Vikings do strike first. And at the end of an inning and a half on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Barre 3, Revay nothing. Back North Davies High School after this 90-second timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Do you rent a house or an apartment? Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renters Insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington, your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Back at North Davies High School, 3-0 Vikings. Austin Thomas leads it off for Vincennes Array, 4, 5, and 6. And after that three spot, the Vikings put up in the top of the inning. If Austin can really come out and get a quick inning here, that would be really good news for the Vikings. And that ball going to be bounced. Wilson going to pick it up at short. Held it too long. Ah, he's going to be out. But took Gage a minute to get it out of his glove or for the crow hop or whatever, and that play was closer than it should be. But one down. So one down. Grant Freeman next to hit. 5 in the order for Revee. First one going to miss high. So just saying, Coach, if the Vikes can come out and work a quick inning right here, you got to feel really good about things. And that one going to be cut on a miss, 1-1.
No, and Austin comes back here in the bottom of the second. He's hitting the spots again, so that's always good to see. Especially after a little bit of a long inning there in the top half.
That one's going to be popped up. Make the play, Coach. Make the play.
Oh.
Come on, Josh Graber. You're better than that. 1-2.
I'm not going to give Josh too much of a hard time, Mike. I didn't even see that ball.
You didn't pick the ball up?
I didn't pick it up early enough.
That one going to be cut on, fouled back.
I would have tried to call him off, but I just didn't find it.
Well, you would have had to run somebody over on your way back. But, you know.
It happens.
Sometimes sacrifices have to be made. 1-2. Slow change or curveball there. Going to miss high, 2-2. Ains go back to work. Good job by Freeman here, staying alive. He gets a piece of that one.
Mike, a little known fact about Grant Freeman. He's my neighbor.
Oh, okay.
There we go.
On the same side of the road or opposite side?
Same side.
Not for long.
No, only about another 2 or 3 weeks.
Until the Thompsons will be Bar Township residents again. 2-2 count.
For the third time.
For the third time. And Freeman gets another piece of it. Good battle going on right here. So Ainsco. 2-2 count. Goes to work again. And that one going to be popped. And it's out of play. So Freeman working on about a 9 or 10 pitch at
bat
here.
Yeah, I was going to say he's had to throw a lot of pitches here at Freeman. Freeman's battled him pretty well. Fouled several off.
Still 2-2 count. One out here. Nobody on. 3-0 Vikes. That one fastball going to be bounced through the left side. And left fielder going to have to play it on a hop. So one out single by Freeman.
You know, and that's one you hate to give up, but I heard somebody there in the dugout say nothing hurt. And you just got to go back and refocus if you're Austin and realize that it just was a long battle and all you gave up was a single.
So Ainsco. And that pitch going to hit.
Hit Witter Reed.
That'll bring Trayvon Thomas. So now a little threat here, first and second.
Trayvon Taylor, the third baseman for the Patriots. Like you said earlier, a lot of these guys are multi-sport athletes. Trayvon was their starting center in basketball.
First delivery going to miss high.
Ainsco asking for a change of balls.
So runners at first and second, one out here, bottom of the second, 3-0 Vikings.
Nice thing about Freeman out there at second base, I don't think he's much of a base-stealing threat.
Thomas going to cut and miss at that one, ball and a strike.
Yeah, Taylor didn't leave much there on that cut. Didn't get cheated at all.
That one going to hit the outside corner, called strike two.
I was getting ready to say, Mike, that's the pitch that Clay Combs been getting. So good to see that consistency behind the plate. Austin getting that same call.
That one going to be fouled back and out of play.
Hit the top of the press box.
The 1-2 count to Thomas. That one going to miss high. And that one going to be lined to center, and it's going to get over Caden Graber's head, and that's going to score at least one run. And they're going to have to stop the runner at third, but a one-out double by Thomas, and it's now a 3-1 ball game.
Well, you know, you watch Taylor there at the plate, and he doesn't get cheated on any of his swings, and he stayed back long enough on that one to drive it over our head out there in center field, and we're kind of fortunate we missed the cutoff, man. I'm pretty sure that they probably could have scored another one on us, but held the runner up at third. So let's see if we can take advantage of that break that we got.
So we're at the eighth spot in the order.
This is Peyton Catt.
Second and third, 3-1 Vikings now. Slow curve. Going to miss high.
That must have been where it missed, Mike. It must have missed high, but wasn't off by much.
1-1, going to miss high.
It's just where Austin's got to settle in and go after the guy that's at the plate. Go after Cat here.
That one's going to be popped.
They're going to send a runner.
And they're going to make the play. Caden Graber, we're going to have a play at home. And he is going to throw up the line a little bit. Uh-huh. It's going to chase the runner back to third. So big out right there. Runner's still at second and third. Two outs now.
Yeah, that was a big out. And if you wanted to be off with the throw, being off up the third baseline was where you wanted to be off, and that scared the runner back. Niehaus, a center fielder, will finish up first time through the lineup for the Patriots.
First pitch to him, going to called strike one. Next one going to miss inside, 1-1. Three-one Vikings, but Revay still with a threat, second and third. Two outs here. Next one going to be lined, but it's going to be right at the center fielder, Caden Graber, and that is going to do it. So the Revay Patriots do get on the scoreboard here in the bottom of inning number two, and after two complete, it's 3-1 Barreve. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
Life changes, then it changes again. Predicting the unexpected in life is impossible. That's why it's called the unexpected. So when it comes to your financial goals, our philosophy is don't predict, prepare. Hi, I'm Edward Jones, financial advisor Scott Cordova. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on a family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by my office in Washington for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
We're with Aaron at the Washington Chrysler Center showroom to talk about the Memorial Day sales event. Aaron, what you got going?
Right now, we are overstocked on trucks. We have a huge selection of trucks in stock. We have probably about 50 in stock. We normally only carry about 25. So right now, during the Memorial Day sales event, now through the end of the month, we're running $1,000 under cost on all trucks in stock. Plus, you keep the rebates. And also on Chrysler Pacificas, we have 0% for 60 months, plus $3,250 in rebates. So come see us.
Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at North Davies, excuse me. It's Bar Eve 3. I just wish we were at Bar Eve, Josh.
Me too, Mike. Me too.
But 3-1 Vikings here, top of the third.
You know, and you mentioned that score, Mike. 3-1, it could very easily be 3-2 because Witterede was on first base there before that double, the one-out double, and we missed a cutoff man, and he probably could have scored there. And then on the very next play.
Isaac Wagler, first pitch swinging, going to pop out to left. So one pitch, one out.
But on the very next play, then, we had the ball that was hit out there to right field, and we threw a right center, and we threw up the line and caught a break there. So a couple breaks there defensively for the Vikings in the bottom of the second.
Quentin Yoder next to hit. Ainsco on deck. Change up, going to miss low. And Austin, or Quentin, going to bounce one through the right side. One out single. That'll bring Ainsco to the plate.
Good to see Quentin get a hit there. He popped out to the pitcher. Clay Combe is first at bat. Ainsco had a big double in his first appearance at the plate. Kind of got things rolling for the Vikings.
As a pitcher, it's always good if you can help yourself. Austin with another chance to do that right here. That one going to miss high. So one ball count. want you to check out Ross Knepp's batting gloves in front of us, Coach Thompson. Ainsco going to pop one out of play.
I think he went to Dick's and got those this morning.
You know, you tell a lot of kids, if you want to look different, play different. Both Ross and his brother Hagen, through multiple sports, have taken that to a whole new meaning. Ainsco going to foul that one back, 1-2.
Got to be the gloves. Mike, I think it's all about branding.
It's branding, yeah. Hagen was lucky to show up to basketball practice with shoelaces sometimes.
Hey, we got him to tie them every practice. And he had socks on every practice. That was.
If he had socks and shoelaces, that's definitely an improvement. Ainsco going to pop one out of play, 1-2. But knowing their father, Perry, I'm going to guess Perry said something to the effect of, you want new batting gloves, you work and earn the money and go buy them yourself.
Yeah.
Because that's a self-made family.
Click home goes back to first base. Quentin slides in.
So 1-2 the count on Austin. Next one going to miss outside. Catcher tried to frame it.
Thomas tried to frame that one. And, again, the pitchers have been getting that outside call, but I think that was a little bit too far outside for Shane Padgett to give it to him.
So 2-2 now on Austin Ainsco. That one going to be bounced in. Good block there by the catcher.
Yeah, really good block, Mike.
But now a full count. Full count offering to Austin on its way.
I was wondering if Quentin might be off on that one.
And that ball going to be bobbled by Trayvon Thomas. And runners at first and second. Trayvon Taylor. Excuse me. So Aaron Wagler back in to run for the pitcher. And Vikings with another threat here.
You know, and Mike, Aaron Wagler there on first. He scored from second on a double by Ross Knepp. Actually, I think it was a single that was misplayed there.
Yeah.
But Aaron definitely got some wheels, and that's why he's the courtesy runner.
Ross going to pop one, backing out of play.
You know, Mike, the courtesy runner rule, not sure when that came into play, but that's been one of the good changes, I think, in high school baseball.
And
Thomas behind the plate thought he could maybe get Aaron, but
that was called strike two. Okay.
Yeah, Aaron's pretty good base runner down there. I don't think he's going to get caught doing anything silly there on first.
So now two strike count on Ross Knepp. Ross going to take that one high and outside. Ball and two strikes.
It's a good take laying off that one. It was a little high, a little outside.
And Ross going to cut on and miss that one. Strike three, so a big second out there for Reve. Logan Knepp. Vikings second baseman. And seven-hole hitter to the plate.
Logan got a single, first time up.
First delivery to Logan, in for a strike. 3-1 Vikings here, top of the third. That one going to be over but low. Ball and a strike.
Logan definitely did a great job of tracking that one.
Come on, Dirty. Come on, Dirty.
He's on that ball the entire time.
Next one on its way. That one going to be low. It's going to bounce through the wickets. Runners down to second and third.
Break there for the Vikings because Thomas is usually pretty sure-handed back there behind the plate. You've already mentioned a couple good blocks that he's had, and that really, that ball was just low. That moves Quentin to third and Aaron to second.
That one going to hit the outside corner, called strike two.
Base hit here be big.
Let's go.
So deuces are wild here. That one going to be taken for ball three, and I thought that may have been the end of the inning, Coach.
Yeah, Claycomb really wanted that. Thomas did a good job of framing it.
So full count here. Runners will be on the move. And that ball going to be lined. It's going to get down. It's going to get into the gap. The Vikings are going to score two. And a two-out double by Logan. He's giving the skull. Give him the skull, Tomps. Give it to him. 5-1 Vikings.
All right. Love it out there. But, Mike, you know, how many times have you seen, whether it's, you know, Babe Ruth baseball, Major League Baseball, pitcher makes his pitch and thinks he's out of the inning.
Yep.
And is aggravated and then serves one up on that next pitch, and Logan was all over it.
Caden going to foul that one out of play. And Josh, I want you to look down to the right at the scoreboard.
It's interesting.
That one going to be bounced in.
I see it, 30, see it.
Kind of makes you wonder what's going on down.
Got Josh Turner keeping the scoreboard here, too.
We may have some elementary kids up there.
I know it's not 5-2, Coach Lester. That's all I'm saying.
Now it's 7-2.
Okay, I'll take that. And that one going to be bounced. Taylor going to pick it up, throw it across the diamond, and they're going to get Caden by a half a step, but the Vikings do plate two more, and at the end of three and a half on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, 5-1 Barreve. Back to North Davies High School after this 90-second timeout.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Barreve Vikings. The Brewerton Club has been serving Montgomery and Davies County now for nearly 60 years, providing community service and donations to local nonprofits. Save the dates for this year's Turkey Trot Festival at the Montgomery Brewerton Grounds, September 5th through the 8th. This year, we're proud to welcome Ned Ledoux on Friday night, and the big show Saturday night features Tracy Lawrence. For more information about the club, visit MontgomeryBrewertonClub.com.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
That your goal this season is to get the job done right the first time. At Helena, getting the job done right is the only job we have. Our Bean Wise program is designed to show customers how to grow stronger, more profitable soybeans with a combination of products that achieves higher yields and greater returns. A key product in the Bean Wise plan is Coron Metra, a foliar applied controlled release nitrogen that provides crops with weeks of nutrients when they need it most. Contact your local Helena representative to create your Bean Wise plan today at 812-486-3285.
5-1 Vikings here, bottom of the third. Let's go, let's go. Appears to be some scoreboard malfunctions.
I think they just gave up on it, Mike. I think they're going to just go put some numbers on the back of shingles and hang them up out there.
Top of the order, McCain Claycomb going to pop out to Ross Neff. And I tell you, Ross is so sneaky good. You know, you think about defensively and being able to pick balls in the dirt and things like that. Ross's routes to foul balls and just his ability to – I mean, that was a really, really tough play on a windy day, and he went and got it.
Well, and a big out too, Mike. One pitch gets Claycomb, one of their top hitters, most dangerous guys out, and then that brings up Muzin, who you always want to try to keep off base, and we did a good job of that his first time up. Struck him out.
First pitch going to miss. Next one going to be bounced in, so 2-0 the count.
Let's even those out and throw one here across the plate. Really make moves and work to get on base.
That one going to miss high, 3-0. And that one going to miss outside, so a four-pitch walk.
Muzin,
Colton Muzin.
Just showing the bat out there like he was going to bunt, just faking that and trying to mess with Austin a little bit. Austin missed the strike zone. Muzin is definitely a threat there on the bases. We talked about how good of an athlete he is. I would not be surprised to see him take off here for second base and try to get into scoring position.
That ball going to be fouled back.
Fits it grounded out to the second baseman, his first trip up. Pretty good idea to at least throw one or two over there to keep Muzin tight to that base.
Another foul. Craig Knepp would man up. He could have made a play right there.
Tell you what. I think we would have had an out there if Craig wasn't diving.
In psychology, you call that the fight or flight response. Craig flew. Two strike count.
Hey, learn from it right here. Learn from it.
That one going to be popped back and out of play. So still a two strike count. Hope the Cougars purchased plenty of balls today. There's been a slew of foul balls, it seems like, already, Coach.
There have been a ton out of play, but I don't know if they're giving away popsicles or suckers or what they're giving away to little kids to bring them back. But
there's another one. It was always snow cones in Petersburg, Indiana.
Snow cones.
Snow cones.
Here you go. PJ's going to get that ball back. Speaking of foul balls, a little guy bring one up here to us.
Austin throws it. Over to first again. Chases the runner back. Change up. Going to miss. 1-2.
Shane may have had just a little bit of a bead of sweat in his eye there. And Isaac sets up in the same spot.
That one going to be popped to right. Now to play.
We talk about Ross making those quick moves. He was so quick there that he flew his hat off.
I think that was the afro.
Yeah, it might have been. Not quite as aerodynamic as some of the other buzz cuts we got out there.
1-2 offering. Ainsco going to bounce one. It's going to be chopped. Gladish
Oh, oh.
And ball is going to be on the ground. And what happened is he threw into the baseline, and it's going to hit. I don't know if the ball hit Ross Knepp or the runner did, but there's going to be runners at first and third.
I think the runner hit him and popped the ball loose. He's hurt.
So they're going to talk about this to see if he was out of the baseline, I believe. My argument would be that throw pulled him off the bag.
Yeah, yeah. Coach Rademacher is going to get some clarification on why he was not called out. But Brandy's out there working with Ross right now. But that throw, Gabe made a nice pick off the grass and threw down there to Ross and brought him off the base. What Joe's saying is that he had plenty of opportunity to run outside that throw.
And Ross is coming out of the game. And Jeremiah Graber into the game. So first and third now, only an out. And the Vikings going to have to reset a little bit here in the bottom of inning number three.
You know, and again, I think Joe had a decent argument there that the runner, Fitzek, could have avoided Ross. But like you said, Mike, the throw pulled him back toward the plate down the line.
Yeah, just kind of getting some clarification on the play. So Jeremiah Graber in to play first for the Vikings.
Like you said, Ross has been removed from the game, and Brandy's working on him in the dugout. Hopefully he's okay. Keep our fingers crossed. Key piece there for the Vikings.
Ball going to be bounced back up the middle. Wilson going to pick it, flip it over to first.
Double play.
And a double play. So a good inning by the Vikings. Good play by Gage Wilson. And Mari gets out of a little bit of a mini jam. They work around an error. And at the end of the three, complete on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard. 5-1 Vikings. Back to North Davies High School after this 90-second timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Bill Dobson Ford 5th Annual All-Ford Car and Truck Show is Saturday, June 8th from 8 to 3. To enter, stop by Bill Dobson Ford and pick up an entry form or register from 8 till noon the day of the show. Cost to enter your vehicle is $15 or $10 for multiple vehicles. 50 award plaques and 100 dash plaques will be given away. Proceeds will benefit cops and kids. It's the Bill Dobson Ford 5th Annual All Ford Car Show, June 8th from 8 to 3 at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington.
Top of inning number 4. 9-1 and 2 in the Viking order. There's Barreve. Big double play to get out of that inning.
No, Mike, that was a huge play there by Gage Wilson, and he didn't get into too big of a hurry. Picked that ball up clean, and nice thing was his momentum was taking him towards second base. He didn't have to go back, didn't have to go to the side. They made a really nice throw.
So 5-1 Vikes. Keyshawn Whitmer back to work against Claycomb. First pitch in for a strike. And Keyshawn going to get a piece of that one, but foul it off. Two strikes.
Looks like they got the scoreboard back in order out there.
If you remember, just a couple weeks ago, all sorts of scoreboard malfunctions at Bar Eve. That one going to be bounced in, 1-2. So I don't bemoan scoreboard responsibilities on anybody.
Oh, no.
All joking aside. Especially when you have technical difficulties and it's not your fault.
Oh, yeah.
1-2 on Keyshawn. That one in for strike three. Keyshawn took it and he knew it.
Yep. Yep, and that's the call that, again, I hate to beat a dead horse, but they pitchers on both sides have been getting that call all day.
So top of the order. Gage Wilson.
Gage now up for the third time. So this is his third time that he's seeing Claycomb. He's 2-for-2, double and a single.
And Wilson was trying to kamikaze a bunt there for a second, pulled it back, but it was called strike one.
That pitch a little low.
So ball and a strike. That one change up in, called strike two. So 1-2 now. That one going to be high, 2-2. Two and two the count. On Gage Wilson. Gage going to. That's going to be a swinging bunt. Coach Thompson, as he just bounced one down the third base line. And it's going to die in between Taylor and Claycomb. So it'll look like a line drive in the newspaper tomorrow morning.
Absolutely. We'll take it. We'll take it, and I know Gage will.
But it was about a 20-foot single.
Yeah.
But it'll work.
Yeah, it'll work, and that's his third hit of the day, Mike. You know, he's Gage Wilson's been making some great plays for us, both sides of the ball.
And
he's
Wilson,
off.
Yeah, and he's going to swipe second easily as that ball bounced in. As Gladish hitting in the two position for the Vikings. We'll go on record and say here, Coach, what a nice crowd for the Vikings today.
You know, I was thinking that during our last break, Mike, I kind of glanced over to the crowd. Ball well hit.
Gabe going to hit one into the gap. It's going to fall.
He's going to end up on third.
And that is going to be a triple. Wilson is going to score.
Ball hits Gladish.
And that was a difficult play right there because Wilson really had to hold up because that the Reve center fielder made a diving attempt. But another run on the board.
Well, and, you know, and early in the game, Gage got burnt on trying to steal. And then we hit a line drive there to the center fielder. So he definitely didn't want to make that mistake twice. And then there at the end of that play, the throw from the right fielder into third base to Taylor hits Gladish mid-calf.
So 6-1 Vikings. Runner at third. Still just an out, Isaac Wagler.
And again, Mike, you're seeing guys see the pitcher a third time here.
Isaac going to pop one.
Musin's over to make the play.
And he does. And Isaac, a little frustrated, still hitless today. And he feels like he's just missing, I think.
Yeah. Well, and I think probably also a little bit frustrated, like we said, you know, third time through the lineup and jumped on the first one there. Brings up Quentin Yoder.
All right, nice take,
Quentin, first one going to be called strike one.
Bar-Eve crowd didn't like that.
A cantankerous Bar-Eve crowd is the best Bar-Eve crowd, Josh Thompson. That one going to be bounced in. Another good block by the catcher.
Now with two outs, runner on third. Quentin wants to make sure he gets his pitch here. Center fielder, right fielder, everybody very deep. Left fielder's in a little bit.
That one's going to be low. 2-1.
But love to see Gladish in.
And that one's going to be nubbed. First baseman going to have to flip it to Clay Combe, and he's going to do it in time. So Vikings do strand a base runner, but they add on to their lead again at the end of 3.5. 6-1 Bar-Eve over Vincennes Reveille. Back to North Davies High School after this 90-second timeout.
Protect and nourish your soybeans to achieve optimum health with these high-powered combinations from Helena. Helena fungicides offer broad-spectrum disease protection with multiple modes of action and preventative and curative activity to defend your crops against a variety of diseases. Combined with our broad line of nutritional products, soybeans receive the added nutrition they need to produce higher and more productive yields. Call Helena in Montgomery at 812-486-3285.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Bar-Eve Vikings. The Brewerton Club has been serving Montgomery and Davies County now for nearly 60 years, providing community service and donations to local nonprofits. Save the dates for this year's Turkey Trot Festival at the Montgomery Brewerton Grounds, September 5th through the 8th. This year, we're proud to welcome Ned Ledoux on Friday night, and the big show Saturday night features Tracy Lawrence. For more information about the club, visit MontgomeryBrewertonClub.com.
Back at
North Davies, Mike.
We're at North Davies this time. Yes, we are. Like I said, I just wish we were at Joe Rademacher Field. So 5, 6, and 7 for Reveille.
Like you said, 6-1 Vikings.
And Freeman going to bounce one.
Oh.
And what happened is Gladish made a diving stop and couldn't quite roll out of it, had to throw from the seat of his pants, and it was going to pull Jeremiah Graber off of the bag. So an infield single for Freeman.
You know, Mike, we talked about the injury there to Ross in the third, and we talked about Gage Wilson's. All right.
And a bunt attempt going to be popped. Isaac Wagler going to lose the headgear, make the play.
Nice play there by Isaac. Good break for the Vikings. But you know, we talked about Gage Wilson making a really nice pick, stepping on the bag and making a nice throw. But Jeremiah Graber has to come in, and he's got to make a nice scoop over there at first base to finish off that double play that last inning.
Taylor, who has the lone Reveille RBI with that double back in the second inning. First pitch to him, called strike.
like we talked about, his first at bat, Mike, he does not give anything up on his swings.
And that one, it called for strike two. And swung on and missed. Strike three. Taylor chased the high fastball. Two down.
Real like location that Austin's hitting. Mixing things up on these hitters.
Middle.
This brings Cat up to the plate.
That one going to be popped. Quentin Yoder settles under it, and that's going to do it. So good inning right there by Ainsco. And the Viking defense, and Barry holds Reve right where they were at the end of four complete. 6-1 Vikings back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
We're with Aaron at the Washington Chrysler Center Showroom to talk about the Memorial Day sales event. Aaron, what you got going?
Right now, we are overstocked on trucks. We have a huge selection of trucks in stock. We have probably about 50 in stock. We normally only carry about 25. So right now, during the Memorial Day sales event, now through the end of the month, we're running $1,000 under cost on all trucks in stock. Plus, you keep the rebates. And also on Chrysler Pacificas, we have 0% for 60 months, plus $3,250 in rebates. So come see us.
Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, this is Dawn Perkins. Start saving on your homeowner's insurance today at Thompson Insurance. Homeowner's insurance protects what is typically the biggest investment you will ever make, your house. Auto Owner's Insurance Company offers a discount when your homeowner's insurance premium is paid in full. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, and see how I can save you money. Thompson Insurance, 514 East Main, representing Auto Owner's Insurance Company.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
6-1 Vikings, top of inning number five, and we are 5-6-7 in the order. And after the injury to Ross Knepp, number two, number one, that's number 21, Jake Wagler out on deck to hit for Ross.
See if Austin can get on base here, and like we talk about. Continuing to help himself out there on the mound.
That one going to be bounced in, ball one.
Austin with a double and a single.
That one going to hit the outside corner. Clay Cone back to the mound for Reve. Going to miss outside. So if RLP is Reve Lady Patriots, Josh Thompson, are we going with RMP, RBP? As Ainsco going to pop one out of play, going to hit the top of the third base dugout.
Taylor ran all the way off the field between the left field fence and the dugout. Showing a little hustle to get after that ball. I'm just going to go with RP, Mike. RP.
Doesn't roll off the tongue like RLP, Thompson. Ainsco. Going to pop one. And that's going to get out of play again.
Well, he's hit the top of the dugout. And he's hit the top of the booth.
Yep. Hey, change your
approach. Let's see if he can put one outside the fence.
I would like that. 2-2 the count on Austin. That changeup going to be bounced to the shortstop. He's going to pick it up, make the play. One up, one down.
That's the first time that the Patriots have got Austin Ains go out today, Mike. Jake Wagler up to the plate now. Like you said, he's making a pinch-hitting appearance from the left side of the plate. First left-handed hitter that Clay Combs had to face today.
That one going to be bounced in. So Reve trying to hold the Vikings right where they're at. Barive has scored in every inning but the first. Jacob back to the box. That one going to be in for a strike.
It's that same spot. It's been outside to all the right-hand hitters and catches the corner there on Jake on the inside.
It's 1-1, going to miss inside, 2-1.
Clay Combs was trying to put that ball right back in the same spot that he put the last pitch and missed just a little bit off the plate.
And Jacob going to send one, and that's going to fall. As going to land in between the left fielder and the center fielder. So one out single by Jacob.
Nice piece of hitting there by Jake Wagler. He just stayed back on that one a little bit.
Must have been the Thompson family pool party.
Poked it into left field. Either that or some brats.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the brats.
Logan Neff's had a good game today. Logan going to poke one, and it's going to get by the center fielder. So Logan going to end up at second, and they're going to send Jacob Wagler, and Logan's going to end up at third, and that's going to be a two-base error, 7-1 Barive. And it just squirted by the center fielder, Coach Thompson.
Yeah.
And the Vikings started running and didn't stop, and it's 7-1.
Well, the nice thing about Jake there is between first and second, he did a really good job of having momentum going towards second base, anticipating that that ball might be caught by the center fielder. And then it looked like he was going to play it off a one hop before it scooted by him, and he never quit running.
And that ball going to get past the catcher. And Logan going to score. It's 8-1 Vikes. And Barive just continues to consistently put pressure on Reve. And they've scored, as we said, every inning but the first.
Well, Mike, you know, this game has a lot different feel to it than the regular season game that we played over at Reve. We've got some breaks on both sides of the ball.
As Caden Graber, first pitch swinging, going to bounce one to the shortstop. Shortstop flips it across. Two down now.
But more importantly than getting breaks, we've capitalized on the breaks, and we didn't do that when we played them over there about a month ago.
So 8-1 Barive, Keyshawn Whitmer. Keyshawn, going to foul one. And it's going to fall in between Clay Combs, the catcher, and the first baseman on the infield. So Keyshawn going to get another shot. Just didn't hang up quite long enough for Reve to be able to make a play.
Keyshawn with a base on balls in his first at bat, struck out second at bat. I can see him put one in play.
Keyshawn. Next offering. Going to be low again. 2-1 on Keyshawn. That one going to be taken for called strike two. 2-2. Deuces are wild again. And Keyshawn cuts and misses, strike three, and that's going to do it. But two more for the Vikings at the end of 4.5 on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard. Barive 8,
Vincennes Rivet 1. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950. JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Fortune Trooper Brown, Attorneys at Law, is proud to serve Davies, Martin, and surrounding counties. Hello, this is Grant Schwartzentruber. Myself and my partner, Abby Brown, specialize in real estate transactions, municipal government, business law, estate planning and estate administration, and personal injury. Come see us at our locations at 412 East Flora in Washington and on the corner of Main and Spring Street in Oden. Give us a call for professional legal advice at 812-254-7268.
Bottom of inning number five, Coach.
Vikings lead 8-1. We've out-hit the Patriots 10-4 and been aided by some errors. Austin Ainscoe's still out there on the mound for us. And hopefully he can have another inning like the fourth where he only threw seven pitches. That'd be great.
9-1-2. You into philosophy, any Coach Thompson?
No, but you and Buzz Williams are.
Well, the French philosopher Voltaire once said, a witty saying proves nothing. 1-1 the count.
So what you're saying is there has to be some substance to back it up.
And that one going to be popped. Center fielder Caden Graber going to get under it, make the play.
Charlie Niehaus pops out there to the center fielder.
And that'll bring the top of the order back.
We have done a pretty decent job here of keeping Clay Combe down. Just popped out, shallow center is first at bat.
First two pitches in for strikes.
So. And popped out to Ross Knapp. Remember that nice play that Ross made on that foul ball down the right field line where he had to go back on it. Those were the two at-bats that Clay Combe has had at the plate today.
And he gets Clay Combe striking out, swinging. Quickly two down, and don't want to minimize any of the work that Austin's done on the mound today, but, man, when your offense consistently is putting up numbers on the scoreboard, it certainly, at least from my vantage point, makes it a lot easier to go out there and just get ahead of hitters and throw strikes and let your defense go to work.
It does, and then it puts pressure on the other team's hitters because they feel like they need to do something to try to respond because they know they're running out of at-bats.
What a day. Memorial Day 2019. That one going to be bounced. Wilson going to hit the...
And Mike, I don't know
his glove, and
I don't know how they'll rule that.
I'm calling it an error.
But I don't know.
Nathan Lester gave me the head shake, so
he gonna rule an error.
Still, if Gage picks it, makes a clean throw, Muzin's out. Yeah, and that is it is an error on the scoreboard.
You know, and that's the right ruling, but it's one of those plays that.
But it was, yeah.
It was coming off the lip of that grass. And,
yeah.
Not to make excuses, because, Mike, at the end of the day, even if it is a good excuse, it's still an excuse.
Get that off Twitter?
Nope. Pulled it out of the Voltaire vault.
That one going to be popped back out of play. You know me. I love French philosophy.
Well, that was what you were actually going to school to teach, wasn't it? French philosophy at USI?
It's a two-strike count on Fitch. Change up, going to miss high.
His last at bat, he had a single, so we want to try to keep him off the bases this time.
That one going to be lined. Jake Wagler going to pick it over at first, and that is going to do it. At the end of five, complete on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 8-1 Vikings. Back for the top of inning number six after this 90-second timeout.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Top of inning number six, 8-1. Sitting here reading about a high-level college football player who transferred from USC to Texas, was at Texas for a semester, and is now transferring back to USC.
That's interesting.
I think the check bounced. That's my philosophy this inning, Mark Holt.
Philosophy. Now, there's a guy that I think of when I think philosophy. Coach Holt.
The coach. Score over in the fourth inning. Vincennes Lincoln 5, Pike Central nothing. As you mentioned, Edgewood, a walk-off blast to beat West Vigo.
And what a crazy way for that game to end. Two outs, two fielders collide on a routine pop fly. Guy gets on first, and then a two-run bomb to end the game. Edgewood with the 4-3 win over West Vigo.
Good morning, good afternoon, good night.
We got a pitching change out here, Mike. Colton Musin's going to move in from shortstop to go to the mound. And Clay Combe is going to move into his spot at shortstop. Gage Wilson up to bat.
Top of the order for the Vikes. That one going to miss high.
According to my scribbles here, Mikey is 3-for-3 on the day. Two singles and a double.
Did you see that Musin just caught the ball barehanded back from the catcher? He doesn't need a glove.
He does not need a glove.
I don't need no stinking glove. So, Gage ahead of the count, ahead in the count. And that's going to be a quick four-pitch walk. And that'll bring Gladys to the plate. Gabe with the big triple his last timeout.
Yeah, and then like we talked about, then he gets hit with the ball after he gets into third base. The throw to third hit him in the calf.
Yeah. Well, not only has Gabe been hit over there at third, Logan Knepp got drilled too.
Yeah, he did on a throw.
So
Logan was going in on the slide. You kind of anticipate that. Gabe was standing up on the bag, and ball hit him in the calf.
First delivery is high. Musin has thrown five straight balls. Ball four, ball eight, ball 12. Need to go home and watch Major League in between games, Coach Thompson.
Well,
I know you were the Ricky Vaughn of the Bloomfield Little Leagues back in the day, including the prison stint.
Tell you what, I did have some Rick Vaughn haircuts whenever I was a little kid.
You can't be that blonde without a mullet or some spikes or something going on.
Oh, I even had like the stairs coming down above the ear.
Oh, I had the stairs also. Three ball count on Gladys.
You know, when I was in Little League, all I wanted to be was Nathan Lester.
And that one going to be in for a strike, so 3-1 the count.
Just telling my daughter the other day about the teams there in the early 90s that Nathan Lester played on. Some of those teams led the state in home runs. Back during the single class era, and they had to go to Bedford for the sectional. That was a close play, but the ball was dropped over there at first base.
I was reading a story as front page of the Indianapolis Star Sports page yesterday. And the defending 1A softball state champions, it's Pioneer who Lady Vikings beat to win the volleyball state championship this year. But anyway, Pioneer ranked number one in softball. They've hit 57 home runs. 57 home runs. Girls softball.
It's interesting.
57 home runs. And their best player tore her ACL and hasn't even played. And she hit like 18 last year.
Wow.
57.
Pretty incredible.
I don't know about you, but that's a lot.
That is a lot of home runs.
So, first and second, Isaac Wagler.
Really good to see our guys have some patience up there at the plate and draw two straight walks off of Colton Musin. And he's having some control problems up there right now throwing strikes.
Patience is good. Patience with Axl Rose singing is even better.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Holt enjoyed that reference
as
well.
Yes, that was for him. And Isaac, first pitch or second pitch, going to bounce to the shortstop. The shortstop, actually a third baseman, just going to pick it up and tag Wilson out. So runners still at first and second, but they are going to cut down the lead runner. One out. So that'll bring Quentin Yoder to the plate.
I see Quentin do some damage, maybe even with a long ball here.
First one into Quentin for a strike. A year ago today, Barry was six long balls, talking about the long ball, to knock North Davies out of the sectional 20-8. Six.
20 runs, a lot of runs to score in a baseball game.
And the offense went cold that night as Ligoti.
Oh, into right field. Ball gets thrown into right field after a sharp line drive to the shortstop.
So two outs, but
Gladish able to hop over.
Down to third
base. Yeah, that was a nice bit of base running there by Gabe. Slid in. I think he was going to be good. Shortstop tried to throw the second baseman. Ball trickled into right field. Then he gets back up quickly. Gets over to third base. So now we got a runner at third for Ainsco.
But anyhow, that night against Ligoti, only nine runs. So a 29-run day.
Bats went cold.
Huh? A year ago today. Quite a day. Runner going to take second.
I Isaac slides in head first there. Second baseman kind of faked him that the throw was coming to him. He gets up, dusts off, looks over at Gladish. Gladish was giving him a nice round of applause there for the slide.
Ball going to be bounced into Ains, go 2-0. Next offering, Austin going to float one just over the head of the second baseman. That's going to plate two more.
What are we doing?
And a two-run single makes it 10-1, Maury.
And that is his third hit of the day. Two singles and a double for Ainsco. Go with that second RBI.
I'm an aggressive type here, Josh, and with a courtesy runner, Aaron Wagler, I'm swiping second base. I'm knocking him in to get that 10-run lead, and I'm getting out of here an inning early if I can.
Well, that's what I'm sure we're going to try to do, and it'll be interesting to see if Musin tries to hold him on, knowing that he's probably going. Like you said, Aaron Wagler's got some wheels over there at first base.
And I, you know, with a 9-run lead, I know there's unwritten rules and this and that, but you've also got to think, and I don't know how many pitches Austin has thrown, but I think 120 is kind of the rule for a day. And, you know, certainly if you had a few bullets in the gun left for tonight in case you needed them for whatever reason, just gives your team options. It's Jake Wagler going to cut on one and miss 2-0. Jacob, that one going to miss high, 3-1.
Jake's probably going to get a ball to hit here.
Logan Knepp on deck. See if they put the runner in motion right here.
I would be real surprised, and there he goes.
And they do. That's ball four. They're going to say he swung. But Aaron Wagler going to swipe second.
I don't know about that one, Mike.
It was not much of a check swing.
Yeah. Oh.
So full count now on Jake. Jacob going to foul one. Bagging out of play.
Mike, you know something that we haven't talked about was in the second game today, the second semifinal, we got North Davies and we got Ligoti, but Ligoti advanced to that game by playing a game on their home field.
Yeah, they did. Jake going to bounce one. It's going to get through the shortstop. Aaron Wagler going to score. That's going to be an error on Claycomb, and it is 11-1 Vikings.
That's what we needed.
There's your 10-run lead.
Let's not talk too much about that, Mike.
Well, no, it's like I said, you don't want to certainly embarrass the team, but part of this is you got to think about yourself first.
Absolutely.
And you got to think about yourself tonight. And it's,
yes. And you know, like you said, if Austin can go out there and have a short inning here in the bottom of the sixth, it gives Coach Rademacher some options.
I don't know where Craig Knepp is in there with the pitch count, but see where Austin's at, but you know, Austin's had a couple of really quick innings today.
Yeah.
Jacob Wagler down at first. First pitch going to be a.
Yeah, he's had some innings where he's only thrown 7-8 pitches.
And Ainsco at 67 pitches. So let's say, you know, Austin even throws 15 pitches in the next inning. You know, that's basically 40 pitches he would have for later. That one going to be cut on and missed. Ball and a strike on Logan.
Well, and as well as Austin has thrown it today and hit that zone and been able to work the outside corner very well.
Yep.
Be a good piece for us to have tonight.
Right. Or maybe you do something. Is that one going to be fouled. And first baseman going to make the play, and that's going to do it. So we're heading to the bottom of the sixth. Vikings in control here at North Davies on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 11-1 Bar Eve back North Davies High School after this 90-second timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
Montgomery Medical Associates offers hometown medical care for the entire family. Dr. Holzapfel and his staff are ready to care for your medical needs. Montgomery Medical Associates office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Holzapfel and the staff want the Bar Reeve Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. Go Vikings!
Dobson Ford is having a Summer is Coming sales event. The selection of new has never been better, and the deals have never been hotter. Get $15,000 in discounts on a new 2018 Ford F-150 Turbo Diesel Power Stroke. Save over $11,000 on a 2018 Ford Expedition. Supplies are limited, so hurry to Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com.
Restrictions apply. Not all buyers will qualify. Buyer pays $99.50 dock fees. See salesman for details.
On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, it is 11-10-1 for Bar Eve, 1-4-7 for Reveille. And Austin Ains go back to the hill, 4-5-6 here for Reveille.
Yeah, Austin Thomas up here for the Patriots, and he flew out to center and then grounded into a double play, that big double play that Gage Wilson started back in the fourth.
Slow curve, going to miss high, 1-1. That one going to be flared into left for a leadoff single. So Reveille with a base runner.
Freeman up, he's got two singles. And his two plate appearances.
First pitch to him, cut on and missed, strike one.
Thomas, their catcher, probably not a huge running threat there at first base.
That one going to be popped. And that's going to be trouble. It's going to be over the left fielder's head. And Reveille.
They're sending a runner.
They are going to send a runner.
Oh, my.
And it's a wild throw. And it's 11-2. So that'll be a double. It's going to be an error on the overthrow that allows Freeman to take that extra base. And it's 11-2 now.
So Freeman now at third base. He's 3-for-3 today. This brings up
number 20,
Brett Wittereed. He was hit by a pitch and did not score in his first at bat.
That one going to be popped. And Caleb Graber going to come over and make the play in left field. That's going to hold the runner.
You had Gabe Gladish running full steam ahead toward that ball. You had Gage Wilson coming over. Caleb Graber makes a nice catch, calls those guys off. You know, and I heard this come from the dugout just a second ago, Mike. Somebody hollered out there, and it might have been Coach Lester, about you're just thinking about outs. You're not worried about that guy at third base. You know, you're not worried about the 10-run rule now. That's out the window. So you're just thinking about outs.
Yep. First pitch to Taylor is low. Sorry, Mom was behind us. I didn't know. 11-2 Vikings. We're going to be low as well. That one going to be bounced, going to be picked by Austin. He's going to look the runner back to third, flip it over to Jake, two down.
That was really a nice play there by Austin Ainscoe.
Yeah, certainly was.
He had to go across his body to get that ball that had been hit sharply off the ground there in front of the mound and turned toward first and then remembered that he had that runner on third, so he had to look him back and made the underhand toss to Jake. It was really a nice play.
That one going to be popped. Jake Wagler going to go back, find it, and that's going to do it. So Hervey does get a run, takes the run rule situation out of play. But at the end of six, complete on the J.J.'s Concrete scoreboard, 11-2. Vikings lead it by nine. Back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Do you rent a house or an apartment? Have you thought about what would happen if your possessions were destroyed by fire or other type of disaster? Renters Insurance provides financial protection against such losses and is relatively inexpensive. Hi, this is Dawn Perkins with Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987 for a free quote. Thompson Insurance at 514 East Main Street in Washington, your local auto owner's independent insurance agency, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
And back for the top of inning number 7, 8, 9, and 1. In the order for the Vikings, Coach.
8, 9, and 1. These guys have been pretty productive for us today. Ross Knepp. Obviously out now. And Caden Graber up here to bat. In the 8 spot. Caden had an RBI earlier today.
And Caden going to bounce one. Third baseman going to pick it up. Taylor. And ball going to be dropped by the first baseman. So leadoff base runner for the Vikings.
Very first play that young man has seen over there. Drake Dunn, that's a new first baseman for the Patriots. So the first throw that comes across the diamond to him, he's not able to scoop it up.
And as fast as Caden Graber is, it just really puts a lot of pressure on the defense.
Oh, absolutely.
So Keyshawn to the plate.
Keyshawn is, I believe, 0-for-2. 0-for-2 today. 2 strikeouts. Did have a base on balls in the second inning.
Keyshawn going to cut and miss. 1-1.
Keyshawn trying to bunt there.
Bunts it foul. The ball was at eye level. So ball and two strikes on Keyshawn. Top of the order looming.
Ball high.
NCAA baseball tournament selection show underway. Looks like the Hoosiers will be a 2 seed going to Louisville.
Well,
according to the projections.
That'd be great.
Keyshawn cuts and misses, strike three.
Would have liked to have seen him do a little bit better in the Big Ten tournament and maybe get a 1 seed and host one of those regionals, but going to Louisville will be good for him.
But that's not a done deal yet. That's just...
Yeah.
According to the bracketologists.
What about the trees, Mike? I know you're a big fan of the trees, and your wife is an alumnus of Indiana State.
Yeah.
They're now in the top 25 in the country.
I saw that. Gage Wilson.
Now, did they win the MVC regular season title?
They won the regular season title. They won the conference tournament.
Yeah, I knew they won the tournament the other day. I didn't know if they'd won the regular season. What about the MVC having Dallas Baptist in there? I mean, regionally, that makes a lot of sense.
As a Baptist, that tickles my heart, but next delivery to Gage going to be low.
Dallas Baptist.
I'm an American Baptist, though, not the snake handling kind. That one's for my dad.
Mike, you have an uncanny ability of taking something as juvenile as just simply the word Baptist. And
That's how I was born and raised. I can't help it. That one going to miss outside.
Runner's going.
And runner's going to take second base.
Caden's in there by a mile.
So a 3-1 count on Gage Wilson. 11-2 Vikes.
Gage Wilson has been on base all 5 times today that he's been to the plate. 2 singles, a double, and 2 base on balls.
Now to bring Gladish to the dish.
Now runners on first and second for the Vikings. Colton Musin has walked 4 guys since coming in the 6th, so he's had some control problems.
First pitch to Gabe in for a strike. What time are we hopping in Isaac Wagler's pool today, Josh?
Doing cannonballs.
Could be.
I think about 2 o'clock.
Next one to Gabe, also in for a strike. So 2 strikes. Next offering, Gabe just going to get a piece.
Change up. He was out in front of it. Mike, I know you were once a Cougar.
That one going to miss high.
Where was the baseball field here at North Davies before they built Wayne Davis Field?
The baseball field used to be just across the little road from the football field. There's they do some track stuff there now, discus or shot put. Gladys is going to get a piece.
Okay.
That is where there are literally 0 remnants of where the baseball field used to be.
Okay.
That's where I first met Nathan Lester. Did some very, very poor umpiring up there for a couple of summers. Very poor.
Very poor umpire. Were you behind the plate a lot, or were you?
I was mainly in the field. And Gladish is going to cut on a high fastball, strike three.
I think Gabe's a little upset with himself. He chased one high, but.
That'll bring Isaac to the dish. Throw the jinx on here. Isaac Wagler does not have a hit today, Josh.
As long as you're jinxing him in the right way.
That one going to be bounced in. And runner's going to move up a base, the second and third.
Yeah, Isaac grounded into a fielder's choice that last time up.
The one thing I've seen today is Isaac's walked off the field and the Reveille catcher has made plays in front of us a couple of times. I mean, it is sneaky hot.
It is.
And, I mean, the Reveille catcher, he's just soaked. That one's going to be popped. And it's going to get out of play.
Going back to Isaac, you know, he and Gabe go up there with that old school approach with no batting gloves.
That one's going to miss high. Hello, Logan Graber. That one going to hit the outside corner.
There's that pitch.
2-2 now.
All three guys up here today on the mound have gotten that pitch. So, no, Isaac didn't like it, but that's been the one. Shane's been pretty consistent back there.
Yep. Isaac going to get a piece. Hang in there.
Quentin Yoder hustling over to get that ball back by the backstop in front of the booth.
Isaac going to get another piece of one.
Got underneath of a probably a change up there.
It's a little battle going on here.
Wind's picking up just a little bit here, Mike.
It is.
Isaac calls timeout, steps out of the box, collects himself, steps back in.
Next offering, going to miss high, full count. Quentin Yoder on deck. Full count offering, lined out to the shortstop, and that is going to do it. Isaac just laughing. He has not been able to find.
Haven't been able to find the holes today.
Find a hole today, but hopefully we're saving him for tonight. At the end of 6.5, Barreve in control on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 11-2 Vikings, back to North Davies after this 90-second timeout.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
We're with Aaron at the Washington Chrysler Center Showroom to talk about the Memorial Day sales event. Aaron, what you got going?
Right now, we are over
overstocked on trucks. We have a huge selection of trucks in stock. We have probably about 50 in stock. We normally only carry about 25. So right now, during the Memorial Day sales event, now through the end of the month, we're running $1,000 under cost on all trucks in stock. Plus, you keep the rebates. And also on Chrysler Pacificas, we have 0% for 60 months, plus $3,250 in rebates. So come see us.
Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
11-2 Vikings, Coach. Bar E three outs away from moving on to tonight. So
pinch hitter here for the Patriots. No, maybe not. This is Charlie Niehaus, your center fielder. Haynes go at 77 pitches through six innings.
Tanner Graber in to catch the bottom of the seventh. First delivery from Haynes go in for a strike.
Niehaus tried to bunt at it. Bat over the ball. Niehaus, what, probably about 5'6", 5'7"?
Yeah.
You know, that's big change in the strike zone there.
That one going to be fouled back.
Two-strike count here for Ainsco.
Slow curve, going to miss high. That one going to be popped and out of play. So still a 2-2 count.
Craig Knepp has been pretty jumpy over there today in the dugout.
And that one going to be bounced. Wilson going to pick it up. And let's see now his throw going to get through. But the first runner going to have to stay at first base. Wilson made a diving stop.
Ball must have trickled into the dugout over there, Mike, because even though Tanner Graber was hustling over there, ball got by him and gets out of play, so the Niehaus gets to go to second base. So we're still searching for our first out here in the bottom of the seventh. Back to the top of the order for the Patriots. Clay Combs 0-3. PA announcer really excited about announcing his name.
First pitch going to miss high. And Claycomb going to line one through.
It's his first hit of the day.
And so runners at first and third, nobody out.
Austin Ainsco trying to close this thing out. Viking fans trying to give him some encouragement. Colton Musin, shortstop and pitcher for the Patriots today. Up to bat, he is. 1-2 with the base on balls.
And that one going to get past Tanner Graber. Run's going to score. And Clay Combs down to second. It's 11-3 all of a sudden.
Come on, guys. Come on, Austin. Finish strong. Let's go.
So Ainsco, the one ball count to Musin. That one going to be popped. And second baseman Logan Epp going to make the play. So first out of the inning.
Mike Austin has, you know, obviously pitched pretty well here today.
That one going to be
close play there, first base.
It's going to be flared into right field, and Quentin Yoder, if he didn't hesitate, I think he would have thrown Fitch out at first base. So runners at first and third now, and just an out.
What I was getting at, Mike, is, you know, Austin's pitched pretty well today. Their top two hitters, Clay Combe and Musin, are only 2-for-7 against him today.
Mm-hmm.
So you keep those first two guys off base most of the day, things are going to go pretty well for you out there on the mound.
Austin Thomas, first pitch going to miss.
Runners at first and third for the Pats.
That one going to hit the outside corner, 1-1.
Good pitch. That was a really good pitch. Came inside and then went to the outside part of the plate. That was a really good pitch. Runner going foul ball. Reset and do it again.
Barry Superintendent Dr. Travis Madison wants to know if that's Steve Stone or Josh Thompson on the radio.
Steve Snapper Jones.
Can't tell. Not Steve Snapper Jones, Steve Stone. What are you talking about? NBC basketball in like the 1990s?
Oh, hey.
I'm talking about Harry Carey's partner.
Oh, I know. I know Steve Stone.
I know you do. That ball going to be bounced, and it's going to get through Wilson. And that's going to be an error, and a run's going to score. And if Wilson scoops that, it's a double play into ball game.
Yeah, that could have very well been the end of the game.
And Gage Wilson, who's reached base all five times, has not had a good defensive day at shortstop at all.
No, he's had some rough goes of it. He made that nice play there to get the double play. And then Ainsco is going to be replaced here.
It's Caleb Graber coming in.
Ainsco had a really nice outing here today.
So we've got a pitching change. We're going to go ahead and take a one-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll see if the Vikings can get the last two outs. 11-4 Bar Eve. Back to North Davies in 1 minute.
The Montgomery Brewerton Club is proud to back the Bar Eve Vikings. The Brewerton Club has been serving Montgomery and Davies County now for nearly 60 years, providing community service and donations to local nonprofits. Save the dates for this year's Turkey Trot Festival at the Montgomery Brewerton Grounds, September 5th through the 8th. This year, we're proud to welcome Ned Ledoux on Friday night, and the big show Saturday night features Tracy Lawrence. For more information about the club, visit MontgomeryBrewertonClub.com.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
At North Davies, Nathan Hunt trying to get the last two outs. Austin Ainsco's day is done, and the defense has not done him any favors here in the bottom of the inning. His day finishes with 92 pitches thrown, Josh Thompson.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. He definitely didn't deserve to give up four runs. I think two of those were earned. But he moves to left field, And Nathan Hunt.
Yep, Hunt.
On the mound now.
And you are right. That game where Barrie played Ligoti earlier in the season, it was Caleb Graber and Nathan Hunt that day that went the distance. That ball going to be bounced. Wilson going to pick it. Nice play by Gage. That's short. He's going to cut down the lead runner at third, so two outs.
And, Mike, that's a big play for Gage to make right after he kind of booted that ball that could have been a double play that could have ended the game. So, as the luck of the game would have it, ball gets hit right back to him, and he's able to pick himself up. Got a pinch runner coming in here for Freeman.
So the Vikings an out away from moving on to tonight.
P.J. Mayo's going to run for Freeman at first base. You got Thomas standing out there at second base, the catcher. Witteried, who is 1-for-2 at the plate.
And that ball going to be bounced right back to Nate. And two pitches and two outs, and that's going to do it. Barrie moves on to tonight's championship game. The final on today's scoreboard, Barrie wins it over Vincennes Reveille, 11-4. We are going to take our post-game timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all of the post-game. We'll have the Bill Dobson Four Tough Player of the Game, a few statistics, all that and more. Vikings win it today. They move to 16-5 on the year, 11-4 over Vincennes Reveille. Back to North Davies after this quick post-game timeout.
We'll just bet that your goal this season is to get the job done right the first time. At Helena, getting the job done right is the only job we have. Our Bean Wise program is designed to show customers how to grow stronger, more profitable soybeans with a combination of products that achieves higher yields and greater returns. A key product in the Bean Wise plan is Coron Metra, a foliar applied controlled release nitrogen that provides crops with weeks of nutrients when they need it most. Contact your local Helena representative to create your Bean Wise plan today at 812-486-3285.
11-4 the final today. Coach Thompson, Barrie moves into the sectional championship game here at North Davies tonight.
Well, you know, we got some hardware to hand out, Mike, and Vikings obviously played very well. We're going to give the Bill Dobson fan of the game to Anita Rodemaker.
Yes.
Who came through for us when we needed her
the most. Anita Rodemaker, today's fan of the game.
And our Ford Tough player of the game is Austin Ainsco. Austin goes 3-for-4 to plate, helps himself out with two RBIs, throws 92 pitches, and only gives up two earned runs. So Austin Ainsco, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game.
All right. So Ainsco, today's Bill Dobson Ford Tough player of the game. And a big one coming up here, Josh. Ligoti and North Davies, and it should be very, very interesting.
Well, you know, last time that these two teams hooked up here at North Davies, I think the Lions 10-run ruled them, but I'm sure it'll be a lot more competitive game this afternoon here in the sectional, and then obviously then tonight 7:30 back here at Wayne Davis Field we'll have the championship game.
So championship game 7:30 the schedule for tonight. Airtime going to be about 7:15 or so.
Yep.
So. Coach, are you one of these people? Do you have a preference on who you want to play tonight, or are you just happy to be here?
Well, obviously, at this time of the year, no matter how big the margin of victory is, runs on the scoreboard, advancing is the name of the game. And, you know, obviously we have a victory over the Cougars. We have a loss to the Lions. But, you know, that loss to the Lions, we weren't, you know, pitching our top guys. I expect you'll probably see Gabe Gladish out here tonight. When we played the Lions the first time, Gabe was coming off that complete game that he'd thrown against Gibson Southern, so he was unavailable in that conference game. I'd say that probably the Lions have to be the favorite coming up here in the second semifinal game, but I think it's going to be a lot better matchup tonight with Gladish on the mound.
All right, so Barrie, they get out of everything intact. I'm going to guess it's Gladish on the mound tonight. Austin Ainsco, 30 pitches if we need him. Caleb Graber, 120 if we need him. So not much more that you can ask for with having options, kind of numbers 1, 2, and 3 at your disposal here tonight.
Yeah, and, you know, we had the injury there to Ross Knapp, and we hope that Ross is okay. I think they took him to get him checked out at the hospital, so our thoughts and prayers are with Ross, and hopefully he's okay. But Jacob Weigler came in, did a really nice job for us at first base, so we'll move on.
Well, anything else, Coach?
No. I like where we're at. You know, obviously playing that first game I think is a big advantage for our guys. They get off their feet, get some rest, and let the Cougars and the Lions battle this thing out here in the second game. And we'll be back tonight. And I really feel good about the Vikings' chances.
All right. So that's going to do it. Ross, if you're listening, get back up here tonight, playing or not playing. We need you here. We love you. And Vikings are going to give it another shot, try to win another sectional championship in this record-setting run that the Vikings have had the last few years, trying to get another one here tonight. And Jill Rademacher looking for sectional number 3 out of 4 since returning to the sidelines 4 years ago. So that's going to do it. Thanks to Cannon Shake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. For my partner, my friend, the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Bar Eve wins it today, 11-4 over Vincennes Reveille. We'll talk to you guys at about 7:15 tonight. Good afternoon, everybody.
Bar Eve Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Eve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
Well, I think it's, for us, it starts with our leaders. You know, Joey, I take Joey for instance. You know, Joey, kind of, he struggled on the bases early this season. He had some, it was some tough times out there. But he stayed the course and really took it upon himself to get better. And I think it's a trickle down to the rest of the guys. So when your leader buys in, I think it's easy to sell it to the rest of the guys.
Another thing that you're responsible for is defensive positioning. In a conversation I had with David Bell, he was telling me that you guys are a little more effective with the infield shifts now than maybe.